This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a lot of us have pets. I have too many pets. And, you know, I always joke about how I think they want to kill me. And I'm not being paranoid. I'm not. I just really think they do. Remember there was a study in 2015 where they say that the average cat wants to kill their owner, and they would. The average cat would completely murder their owner. But they're just not big enough. You know, and they found that their dopamine and a lot of their, it's actually an interesting study. I need to pull it up. Apparently their, if I could remember a few years back, this was back in 2015, a lot of their neurotransmitters would rise, right, when their owner would come in the room. And so I guess they found that, you know, those were kind of hormones for aggression. I know my cats, if I'm not feeding them their little tuna fish that they like, or the little pate or their meat cutlets, I have to basically give them a menu. I have to be like a chef, you know, about to feed them. You know, like what are those little cat, those cat commercials where the food has like garnish on it and things like that? I have to do that for the cats, and I sing, and I do this whole thing, and I have the napkin, like, you know, feed them. Dogs, doesn't matter. Dogs, you can throw the food on the floor. Dogs are great. Dogs, I don't think want to kill you, but my cats do, and I go to sleep at night with the cats just staring at me, giving me death stares, and I have nightmares. That's just my life, and you know, oh well. But unfortunately, there's been a lot of cases where people were killed by their pets. And I'm not talking, you know, the cat that decides to rub in between your ankles and then you fall down the stairs, which happened to me. Or the dog, which tried to full gallop, follow you down the stairs and, you know, be your security guard. And again, you trip and fall down the stairs. So, I mean, my cats and dogs have almost caused me to break my neck. And it's not a pretty sight. I don't know what I'm going to do when I need fall precautions when I'm older, because they really cause a lot of injury. But this one case, I don't know if you guys heard, somebody died. It's not funny. I shouldn't be laughing. I'm sorry. This is very serious. This is horrible. This is very tragic, very tragic. Somebody died because the rooster attacked them. This is true. So apparently, this was published in the Journal of Forensic Science. There was a 76-year-old who was collecting eggs at her home in Australia when this rooster attacked her lower left leg. Now, you would think you could just kick the rooster off, but the problem is that the rooster hit a vein. And it was one of her varicose veins. And she apparently collapsed, and they think bled to death. Because when they examined her, they saw two small lacerations of her leg, including one of her varicose veins. So varicose veins are veins that... So basically, you have... Okay. So you have your arteries, and the arteries push the blood throughout the body, okay? Yeah, I paid attention to medical school. And then the veins... Right, take the blood that was oxygenated, because the blood has to, through the arteries, go to the tissues have to take the oxygen it wants, and then it says, I'm done, go ahead, pass it on down. So, as the blood deoxygenates, it then goes through the venous system, the veins, to go back into the heart. Right atrium gets shot to the lungs then oxygenate it, actually right atrium, right ventricle, goes to the lungs, lungs oxygenates, comes back through the left atrium, left ventricle, and then goes back throughout the body in the arterial system. So a vein could have, veins actually also have little baby valves in them, and that just kind of helps the blood go, even though it's usually the force of the pump that brings the blood back. But when a vein collapses, or the valves collapse, the vein then starts to kind of collapse. And they could be very big. They could be not have the healthiest of walls. And so these varicose veins that a lot of us have are very tender. They could be big. I got little spider veins. I don't have the varicose veins yet. Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids are veins that, you know, collapse and they bleed. So don't worry. The rooster didn't attack a hemorrhoid, but it attacked one of her varicose veins. And apparently she died from exsanguination, which means she bled to death. Severe blood loss. Now, the attack is considered rare, and they don't want people afraid of their pet roosters, but I decided to look up what other deaths have happened by people's pets. Now, we've heard of the ones where a python will strangle their owner. I don't really understand why any of you guys would have a pet snake. Well, okay, yeah. Okay, I get that. like in the house. Okay, family show. Pet snake. So, I don't get that, okay? It's a snake. It's not a pet. Can't really do coochie-coochie-coo. Can't tickle its tummy. But I believe last summer, a British man was found dead because his Burmese python had decided to strangle him. And so he died from asphyxiation. No air comes to his head. Then there was a toddler who died from the family's python. I think if you have any children in the house, you should not have any of those animals. That was ridiculous. We don't want to go there. There was a man who was mauled to death by a deer. I hear of a lot of deer killings. One guy, he was killed by his 560-pound pet deer, 67 years old. He had this deer on his property, was taking care of the deer, and then the deer mauled him one day. There was another case where a woman found a deer whose mom was killed, kind of a whole Bambi story, took the deer in. Deer grew up. Deer was with her for a very, very long period of time. She walks into the barn where she has the deer. Deer gets spooked, mauls her. So, I know it's a little innocent, doe-eyed little deer, but the problem is they can be very, very, very nasty. So, deers aren't as cute. Now, we have one woman, she had a pet bear. I'm not sure why she decided a bear to be a pet, but she did. And she was killed back in 2009 because she was trying to clean the black bear's cage. Black bears are some of the most scary, so bad. Then we have a farmer who had a pet hippo. And this hippo, I believe he called his hippo Humphrey. And Humphrey was a son to him. And I guess there were pictures of him playing with the pet hippo. Well, apparently the 40-year-old was killed. I'm not exactly sure the cause of death, but maybe the hippo sat on him. Now, this frightens me. Camels. Okay, my dad grew up around camels and stuff. And, you know, camels he thought were the coolest animal. Well, apparently there was a 6-year-old woman who had a pet camel. Unfortunately, the camel was, like, really, really horny. And tried to mate with her and kind of had her pinned down and basically suffocated her trying to mate with her. Then you have people with pet lions, things like that. So honestly, I think I would just go with like a fish. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to tickle their tummy and sing and play with them, but it's safer. I don't see how a fish could kill you unless it jumps out. 1-877, Dr. Allen, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I think all across the country, all the kids are back at school now, right? Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Are all the kids back at school? Boy, that was a rough summer. My kids luckily went back a few weeks ago. So we kind of had lucky. But the CDC wants something in their backpack. They want this one extra thing in their backpack. No, it's not bulletproof siding, which honestly we did with our kids. We're like, screw that. We're going to, you know, put put that in. It offers a little protection against handguns, not much against assault rifles. We put that in our kids' backpacks. But the CDC wants a backpack emergency card where the card has the child's name, date of birth, contact information from the parent or guardian. It should also provide any out-of-town contact and detail any of the child's special needs or medical conditions such as allergies in case of an emergency situation. So according to the CDC, they say, you know how easily books and papers get lost or destroyed in your child's backpack? So make sure that your emergency card can withstand the wear and tear, hence laminate. They say consider laminating their emergency card, and picking up a secure place in the backpack where their card could be quickly and easily located. So 63% of moms feel extra stress at the beginning of the school year, according to a recent survey. This is especially true for those who have young children. Well, yeah, I mean, think about it. If your kid has peanut allergy, you're scared to death. If your kid has, you know, chronic nosebleeds and hemophilia. So it is a scary time. I like that idea of having, you know, your information. You know, a lot of people ask about those MedAlert bracelets and necklaces and things like that. I think any of that is fantastic. And we doctors know to look for it. Paramedics, EMTs, nurse practitioners, PAs, we know to look for it. Some people forget. They shouldn't. But for the most part, if you have one, you know. September is National Prevention Month. That's why we have National Blood Donation Week. That's why we have, we just had Immunization Month. You know, the fall is all about prevention, you know, as we go back to school, because we start to forget things of the spring. So interesting how we look at the year as starting in September, even though we're starting to wind down the year. But for us, it's the start of a whole new, you know, we just go by school cycle. That's just what we do. And so it's all about prevention. You know, speaking of prevention, this was, you know, a long time coming. Apparently, we might not be doing our measles vaccine exactly correct. And so they're discussing how it looks like we might need to do a booster. Now, the young ones should be getting, when it comes to measles, at least two shots. They get, for the MMR, their one-year-old MMR, and then their four-year-old MMR. Well, after this whole measles outbreak and, you know, after the first onslaught against the anti-vaxxers saying, oh, yeah, well, that's because they, you know, it was all the anti-vaxxers' fault. Somebody kind of realized that we have an issue with those that were vaccinated. And thank you. That's kind of what I was asking for. Even though I'm pro-vaccine, you know, I don't like people switching the conversation and the narrative, you know, towards their political gains when we kind of need the facts. And so if people, you know, got one of the 1,200 cases of measles because, and they were vaccinated, I'd like to know about that. So now, Washington State students, and this is coming out of the Bothell Kenmore Reporter, Washington State students have been required to receive a measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine before their first day of school. And Governor Jay Inslee signed a bill updating Washington State school and child care immunization requirements to remove the personal and philosophical exemption for MMR. So from what we understand, if they didn't have their shots, they had to get their shots. If they had their shots, they made sure they at least had two. Now, what about older people who only got one? Well, now they're, you know, starting to look at, well, maybe we need to give everybody a booster. The CDC had recommended if you only got one shot, and that was before 1989, you might need a booster. So apparently, Generation Xers and Millennials born in the 70s and 80s, right? We got our shots after 1971. Scientists only recommended one dose of the sucker. And it worked. It worked fine. But now we might have a new strain. And we noticed kids were getting the measles anyway, some of them. So now people in their 30s and 40s need to get a second dose. So that's kind of the latest on that. There's a lot going on right before school or as school starts. You know, parents try to get their kids, you know, their haircut, you know, their back to school clothes, new shoes, getting them back on a sleep schedule, you know, making sure they study if they're on medications for asthma, on medications for ADD, whatever, getting those all refilled. So it's really a hectic time. And, you know, we probably should have talked about in the summer planning ahead, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't think in July that they might want to see their doctor and get a refill. you know, because September's coming up. So same thing with shots. And I'm kind of torn with all this attention on MMR when we don't have that same sort of attention on some of the other shots. You know, I mean, I've seen mumps. I've seen, and true, the MMR is going to cover mumps, but nobody really is talking about mumps. We're seeing mumps in people who are vaccinated, too. And I'm wondering if older people need to, you know, also realize, you know, they need to make sure they're covered for mumps. MMR covers for both, but nobody talks about the mumps. Nobody's talking about varicella, chickenpox. You know, we have a shingles vaccine, but we've had to make a better one. And shingles is the adult form of chickenpox. Those of us that got chickenpox as a child should have lifelong immunity to chickenpox. But unfortunately, we could come out and get shingles. Now, shingles we've talked about. Shingles is not fun. Shingles is where your chickenpox, for those of us older people, come back, and it had stayed dormant in one of our nerves. So it comes out along a nerve or dermatome. And the nerves come from the back, and they come from one side from the back around to the front. So if your virus decides to live in one of the nerves, it's not going to be on both sides. It's going to be on one side. So one sign that your rash could be shingles is it's only on one side of the body and not on the other side. And when shingles does come out, it doesn't feel like the chicken pox did. It feels like a bee sting or a spider bite, and then it kind of burns. Sometimes it's very, very tender. Sometimes it just looks weird, and sometimes it doesn't bother you at all. But it's on one side of the body. For some people, they can't even wear clothes. Clothes bothers it. It is just so inflamed. So we recommend earlier treatment of that than waiting. I've seen some people where they get their shingles across the chest on one side, and it's so bad that they can't breathe. I've seen some people get shingles by their head and near their eye. Shingles can make you go blind. So it could be very, very serious. And people say, well, it's just chickenpox. It's not a big deal. Well, it is a big deal depending on where it hits. But as long as you knock it out early, you could usually avoid the sequelae. Now, one of the big, horrible long-term sequelae that we see people have is the postherpetic neuralgia. Now, postherpetic neuralgia, and I know some of you guys are nodding out there, that's where you had shingles, and the rash went away, but the pain didn't. And you still have the pain today, and it's been years. And it's pain in the nerves, and we don't know why. You still have that pain. You've taken your antiviral. You've taken anti-inflammatories, but the pain doesn't go away. And so a lot of people go on steroids, and then they gain weight, and then that doesn't work, and then they go on Lyrica or Neurontin, and many people are on certain medications for neuropathic pain for life. Unfortunately, some people even get addicted to opioids as a result of this. So we don't mess around with shingles. So if you guys qualify for your shingles vaccine, usually you have to be over 60 years old. Some people can get it in their 50s. You need to get that vaccine up to date. But going back to the pediatrics, the kids, we have a damn good vaccine program. I mean, wow. They have just got it down to a T. And, you know, very intricately figured out how to dose them, you know, 2, 4, 6 months at a year. Between 12 to 15 months, they give you a little bit of a range. 4 years old to six, 4 to 6, and then you get your boosters for your pertussis as well as any other boosters you need as a teen. And then you get your meningitis right before college age. And so they do a really, really good job. The only thing that I have a big problem with is there's just a very, very mild recommendation with when it comes to flu. And, you know, I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but you're going to see a lot of people refuse entry into school, not allowing their kids to go to school because of these new laws when it comes to vaccines and people scrambling to get a measles vaccine. But I just don't see the same sort of passion when it comes to flu, and flu kills tens of thousands of people a year, whereas measles, a couple. And so it's frustrating, very frustrating for me as a doctor, because if you're going to send your kid to school, and I would be more worried about the flu than measles. And so I would, you know, and I understand vaccines aren't out yet. They're going to be, and we'll let you guys know when flu vaccines are out. All right, don't go away. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is keeping a close eye on Hurricane Dorian. President Trump held a briefing with some of his top advisors on Wednesday, including the acting DHS secretary and FEMA administrator.
Ultimately, hopefully, we're going to be lucky. It depends on what happens with South Carolina and North Carolina, but it's heading up the coast, and Florida was grazed.
The president says the United States is ready to assist the Bahamas after Dorian slammed the islands.
We have been sending through the United States Coast Guard, who have been incredible, and they're helping with the Bahamas. A big section of the Bahamas was hit like a few people have seen before.
The nation's trade deficit is a little bit smaller. Government figures on Wednesday show the deficit narrowed by $1.5 billion in July to $54.3 billion. That's down from a revised $55 billion in June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
maybe
we'll wash your
cheeks. Maybe I'm so future's not so C-O-C-D-A-L-I.
So have you ever tipped your neighbors off? I have. I didn't mean to. I really didn't mean to tick my neighbors off, but I had a graduation party, and we had a DJ, and the DJ was inside the house, but he did put a speaker outside, and the party went from like 7 to 11. You know, I mean, I don't have parties all night long, and, you know, because we only wanted to pay the DJ a certain amount of money, so we didn't really, you know, we weren't really expecting to have the DJ all night. So I figured 7 to 11, you know, yeah, a lot of people go to bed by 10, so I get out 10 to 11. Well, neighbors complained that the music was too loud, and that was about 9-something. I'm like, are you kidding me? And so, yeah. And then, you know, sometimes I'm yelling at the dog, right, because the dog, you know, runs out of the house. And I'm like, Uzi, you'll get hit by a car. Uzi, get your cushions on now, Uzi. Ah, and, I, you know, I'm screaming, and I'm like, Uzi. And I'm screaming in the middle of the night, right, for a stupid tissue to come back to the house. And then I scream, like, go get your stupid tissue back to the house. I don't cuss. My car tissue. Like, your stupid tissue, you know you're supposed to be. And so I'll be screaming up and down the neighborhood trying to get her back. And I guess that probably ticks off the neighbor. But I've never been sued by a neighbor. But this case kind of piqued my interest. There's an Australian vegan who decided to sue her neighbors because the neighbors were cooking meat in their backyard. She was so furious that she could smell her neighbor's barbecue that she took her vegan beef to the state's highest court. That's cute. That was written by Fox News. Scylla Carden lives in Perth, Australia, and says her neighbors next door use a barbecue so often to cook fish that it causes her to stay inside. They put it so you smell fish, and all I smell is fish. I can't enjoy my backyard. I can't go out there. I'm dying to see where the court goes on that one, because that's interesting. I mean, on one end, you should be able to cook your fish. On the other end, that would suck if you had to smell fish you don't want. The woman also said her neighbor's cigarette smoke drifts into her yard, and she complained she can't stand the sound of children playing basketball nearby. Okay, sounds like she needs to move. Carden claims it's all deliberate, that her two neighbors are doing this to her on purpose. It's been devastating, it's been turmoil, it's been unrest, and I haven't been able to sleep. One of the neighbors told the news outlet that he wanted to remain on good terms with her and said they had removed the barbecue from his backyard and told his children to stop playing basketball. Ms. Carden's demands were proven to be not reasonable, and indeed were to the detriment of the other owners' ability to enjoy their lots in a reasonable and acceptable manner, according to another neighbor. That's interesting how they speak like that. Australians have good English, too, we forget. So Carden took the situation to Western Australia's Supreme Court, and they sided with their neighbors and dismissed her case. So there we go. Her request to appeal the decision was refused by officials, but she says she will continue the battle. So, you know, you do have rights, from what I understand, if you have a neighbor that, I guess, bothers you. I would always suggest talking to them first. Okay, I mean, I think this could have been very easily rectified by sitting down with them and saying, okay, look, are there certain times a day when you cook, and then I'll avoid outside. I'm a vegan. I'm trying to stick to this diet. You have a right to cook. This is your house, you know, and you know, good for you for, you know, trying to eat healthy by eating fish and, you know, avoiding red meat and all that. But that's how I would do it if I was vegan. I don't think I'll ever be vegan. I just don't have the stamina and the strength to do that. I'm too weak to be a vegan. But, you know, I would say, look, guys, you know, I know you're eating fish. Fish is healthy. I don't want to, you know, disrupt that. But I got to tell you, it's really hard when I smell the fish. Is there a, can I get some warning whenever you cook? I don't know. I don't really know how the hell you would do that. And you want to know what? The smell doesn't last forever. I mean, it's only a few minutes. Because if I was the neighbor, they would go inside when we cook and then just wait the few minutes. Doesn't take long to cook fish. Fish cooks in about 15, 20 minutes at that. Doesn't really take that long. Sometimes even less. And, you know, people grill outside. Now, again, most fish don't go on barbecues. They actually go on the stovetop. So I'm really not sure about that. But I don't know. There's ways to handle it. You know, and you could say, you know, look, you know, if there are certain times when you do it, if you could just give me a heads up, I'll make sure I, you know, leave the house so I don't smell it. I mean, there are people with allergies, you know, like shellfish allergies. Like, my husband is really allergic to shellfish. So I guess he could very politely say, look, guys, you know, if you're going to be cooking lobster on your barbecue, you know, some people barbecue their lobster, can you let me know ahead of time? But usually what he does is that's really hasn't been an issue. You know, I find it very, very interesting when things go to court because, you know, on one end, you know, you have a right to enjoy your air and your space, But what happens on people's property happens on people's property. Like, what happens if you're always hearing sex next door? You know, and you have kids, and they're having orgies, let's say, in their backyard. You know, there are certain, I don't know where that, look, I live in Vegas. I don't know. I'm sure it happens somewhere. I'm hearing there's one neighborhood where there's like a prostitution ring. And I guess prostitutes come in and out up and down the street. You know, the wives are like, oh, hell no, you're not going for your walk. You're not walking the dog now. Like, you're staying in the door to their husbands. So anyway, LegalZoom talks about hazardous neighbors, right? Some of them that have, you know, parties, screaming moms, horn honking, music fanatics, partiers. Oh, that's all me. That's all me. And so your nuisance neighbors, they say, come in many shapes and sizes. Some offenses you might have to accept, noise during the day, the occasional yappy dog or outside cigarette smoker. Others can mean the beginning of legal pursuit, illegal construction, disobeying city ordinances, or failing to obey specific property boundaries. Yeah, if somebody builds over my property line, I'd have an issue. But if somebody decides to build something on their house and it doesn't affect me, let them, whatever, I'm stay out of it. So apparently, there was a disorderly conduct case where there was somebody who was on, I guess, holding up a sign where he was, I guess, bullying disabled children. 62-year-old Edmund Aviv was accused of bullying his neighbor Sandra Prue's disabled child for years and was ordered to display the sad sign for 5 hours as part of his sentence, which included 15 days in jail and anger management classes. So apparently he was bullying the disabled kid. So if you're mean to your neighbor's kids, you could go to jail for that. Now, you could tell a kid to get off your property. But, you know, if you're just getting in your car and you're starting to make fun of them, that's bad. So you have to have a sign say, I'm a bully, I pick on children that are disabled, and I'm intolerant of those that are different from myself. My actions do not reflect an appreciation for the diverse South Euclid community that I live in. Oh, boy. All right, well, that's a pretty bad punishment. But good. So how do you handle your issues with your, you know, with your neighbors? Well, you know, one, try to talk to them. Okay? You know, pick a time to meet, talk, right? You know? Don't accuse them. Just go, you know, look, you know, I want to be a good neighbor. I want, you know, to have a good relationship with you. You know, this is something that, you know, kind of bothers me. You know, we go to bed at 8. We go to bed at 9. You know, what can we do? But sometimes it's not going to be fixable, and you might just have to move. You know, I mean, if you have a neighbor that's being ridiculous, that's being ridiculous. But, you know, if you really need to be in a vegan community, then you need to go and be in a vegan community. Or you need to live in an area where they don't have barbecues, or they don't have, you know. I find it really, really frustrating where, you know, some people make certain choices, and then they kind of expect everybody else to have to deal with that choice, you know. And, you know, there's only so much people can do. Now, they do suggest to get a mediator. There's mediators that could charge a few hundred dollars an hour, and called gotpeace.com. And mediators can sit there and help, you know, mediate between, yeah, I don't know. All I know is if my neighbors told me to not have a DJ after 9, that's fine. I'll do it. No big deal. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies, and every 2 seconds somebody needs blood. So in response to this, governors have united for your National Blood Donation Week. September 2nd to 9th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 5th being National Blood Donation Day. And we're hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. And with Hurricane Dorian, we need to sometimes send blood from areas that aren't in need to need. So if you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood can save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So New York City's largest measles outbreak has now officially ended, they said. they've had, they are declared an end to their measles outbreak. According to JTA.org, or the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, the measles outbreak that was concentrated in Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods in New York City is considered over. There have been no new infections over the last two incubation periods, signaling the end of the outbreak. This means that the emergency order mandating vaccines will be lifted. The order required residents of those neighborhoods to be vaccinated or pay fines of up to $1,000. New York City Health Commissioner Oxyris Barbeau called on New Yorkers to continue to have their children immunized. They say staying up to date on vaccines is the best way to protect people. So apparently, this outbreak started last October, and it was concentrated originally in the Orthodox neighborhoods in Brooklyn. They think what happened is an unvaccinated kid got the disease from Israel because he was unvaccinated, came back, and then infected the others. They said there were 654 cases reported up to Tuesday, which is the most in 30 years. Again, we don't know how many of those cases were in people who were vaccinated. In June, New York State lawmakers revoked the religious and personal belief exemption for vaccines. Unvaccinated students have 14 days from the start of school to prove they received the first dose of each immunization. In fact, I think what happened is they were going to be fined $1,000 if they didn't get vaccinated. Yeah. So, you know, this is great news. If the measles outbreak is over, I mean, you know, we do have to contain it. We do have to vaccinate. We got some education out of this. The most important piece of education we got out of this is the two pieces. Was one is unvaccinated individuals could start outbreaks, okay, in places where diseases were eradicated. But B, vaccination may not always confer the immunity we think it is. And we always need to reevaluate if boosters need to be done. Now, those are the take-home. Unfortunately, that's not the take-home message. The take-home message is all about the anti-vaxxers and, you know, browbeating the anti-vaxxers. But I think a very big take-home message of this also is just because you're vaccinated against something doesn't mean you're 100% immune. It confers a lot of immunity. We know the flu shot, you know, does a damn good job, you know, for the most part, but not as good a job as we need it to. So we need to always kind of have our, you know, ear open, and we need to listen, and we need to not be so, you know, adamant on, you know, our, you know, political leaning or, you know, campaign or whatever, but we need to kind of have an open ear. So, you know, another headline that we've had this week is 50,000 unvaccinated Wisconsin students are heading to school. Okay, this was the headline. 50,000 unvaccinated Wisconsin students head to school amid measles outbreak. Like, it's like they're, you know, a war. They're, you know, they're, you know, making a front, and they're forming a line, and they're, you know, going to bring on an assault to the school. 50,000 unvaccinated Wisconsin students. They say that's the number of kids in Wisconsin who have waivers exempting them from vaccines that save lives, according to the Friendly Atheist. Even though measles has been eliminated, there's been over 1,200 cases this year alone. So, Professor of Pediatrics at the University of Wisconsin School of Medicine says, I really do think it's purely just dumb luck that this hasn't spread to Wisconsin. Now, state health officials have investigated 382 suspected cases of measles, but not one case has been confirmed. So, Wisconsin has kind of been lucky. Now, most counties, right, are far below the 92 to 95% threshold for herd immunity. That's kind of the level where if you have enough vaccinated people, you're not going to have unvaccinated people shouldn't hopefully get the disease because they have that protection. But not a single county in Wisconsin came close to that 92% threshold, meaning they really are at risk for a measles outbreak. So if 50,000 kids went to school without getting the vaccines, we have not put an end to the anti-vax discussion. We have people out there, which is something that we should very calmly and intelligibly talk about. But there are people out there that don't want to vaccinate their kids. Okay, so then why? Let's talk to them. What are they fearful of? I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of them are fearful of the government not being transparent on the side effects. the concern that there's so many shots done at once that they, you know, are worried that it's too much for the child's immune system. Now, there is a lot of misinformation on the internet. I'm doing a study with medical students on that right now. We should be hopefully publishing it soon, where there's a lot of health videos and vaccine videos that are unfortunately, you know, wrong. You know, vaccines do not cause autism, but doctors will tell you, yeah, vaccines can cause side effects, absolutely. Anything can cause a side effect. So when you have a parent that says, I don't want that side effect to affect my kid, you know, they're not crazy. Let's talk to them. Let's talk to them about the pros and the cons of vaccines. So it's frightening. It's really, really frightening the way we're approaching it, because the way the media is approaching it and governments are approaching it is, let's make anti-vaxxers look like kooks. Well, that's not working. Because if we have in Wisconsin at least 50,000 kids getting the waivers, I'm thinking the numbers are going up. Where parents are like, okay, wait a second. In fact, I think Facebook or one of the other social media sites are now going to be doing vaccine pop-ups, right, to teach people about how safe vaccines are. Well, those people who are conspiracy theorists, they don't look at that as education. They look at that as, wait, they're only giving one message. So, you know, what do we have to do to convince people that vaccines overall are safe? I mean, I tell people they're safe. I'm a doctor. They're safe. But, you know, have side effects happen to vaccines? Absolutely. I've seen them. I mean, I'm not going to lie. So when, you know, you have a parent that wants to protect their kid, and they're like, you know what, I'm really not worried about the measles. I'm really not. How do you convince them to take the child in to get the shot? And then we also have a lot of inconsistencies. You know, if we're going to decide to really have a robust vaccination, you know, schedule and try to work with parents and educate them, then why are we letting it slide with the flu shot? Well, we're doing that because, well, that'd be very unpopular. If you mandate flu shots, people get mad, people want to quit, you know, it's against their rights. Well, then doesn't that same argument apply then to the other vaccines? You know, so the problem is we don't even have our poop together yet. I mean, flu kills 70,000 to 80,000 people a year. I keep saying that. That scares the hell out of me. We're going to be coming into another flu season. And everybody's ripping on the anti-vaxxers for the MMR, but nobody's saying anything about the anti-flu vaxxers. Well, because there's the majority of them. The majority of people don't get the flu shot. So those are votes, and you don't want to tick off those votes. So the problem I have with this whole vaccine, you know, this approach to the anti-vaxxers, even though I'm pro-vaccine, I have to keep telling you guys that I'm pro-vaccine, but the problem is we always pick on the minority. That never changes. When there's a minority, we discriminate, we fine them, we don't allow them to use public transportation. That's what they wanted to do with those who wouldn't get the measles vaccine. Well, okay, but then what about, I mean, what about the flu? I don't get it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.